Railway transportation problems continue to plague the agricultural industry and ethanol producers. Randy Doyle of Alcorn Clean Energy in Minnesota, who is the new chairman of the Renewable Fuels Association, says that is one of the ethanol industry's top concerns right now.
One of the issues that all of us in agriculture are facing, and I put ethanol in that camp, is lack of attention from the railroads. Lack of attention. Heck, we feel like redhead stepchildren, almost. The railroads have taken on a whole lot of new business. They're shuttling unit trains of crude. It's a very lucrative thing for them, and I get that. But they've kind of pushed aside all of their old customers, us included, and it makes it very difficult for us to get our products to market.
With ethanol exports a bright spot for the industry, Doyle says railway transportation is more important than ever.
It's already impacting us. We're seeing truck markets, you know, local markets being depressed in value because we can't get product out to further end users. Makes it more difficult for us to get product to points of export or, frankly, to shuttle our ethanol around the U.S. where it needs to go. We've got a large demand for ethanol around the U.S. We're 10% of the gasoline supply. That means that it's being burned all over the place, but primarily the coast. That's where most of our population lives.
The problem stems from a need for more equipment and staffing to handle the increased load stemming from shipments of crude oil from North Dakota. But Doyle says the railroads have to be willing to make the investment for the long term.
We're hearing that they're addressing the issue. That's what we're being told. Yeah, I think it was the BN that said they were made a commitment to buying more locomotives and adding crew. I haven't heard that emphatically said from some of the other railroads out there, and it is concerning. You know, I know that a part of their concern has to lie with how long will they have this new customer, Bakken crude, to shuttle around. And frankly, I believe they're trying to make hay while the sun shines in that regard.
The Senate has introduced legislation to address the problem, and USDA has been asked to conduct an economic analysis of rail service challenges facing agricultural shippers. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.